This is Songs to Discuss
with your daughter,
with Willa Krishnaswamy
and Ravi Krishnaswamy, a dad and daughter team.
Welcome back, listeners.
Hey, Willa.
Hi.
How's it going?
Not great. Okay.
Okay.
Not amazing.
It's kind of a crazy week.
Mm-hmm. But kind of a boggled day.
Yeah. A boggled day.
Yeah, my day wasn't great. Well, my day hasn't been great so far, but you know what?
You've already bumped into the microphone.
I didn't mean to. Okay, that's what these thingies are for. See, you said these thingies on the microphone are for if it moves, it won't carry the noise.
But you don't want to be bumping into it all the time.
Yeah.
Even if you have a shock
absorber.
We're
cutting this out.
Yeah. So, what happened this week? There was like a coup on the government.
Yeah. I don't think we need to talk about that right now.
Not that kind of podcast.
Yeah. I mean, listen to Pod Save America if that's what you want to hear.
Although the song we're discussing, you know, bang, 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 been a hell of a ride. Let's go out with a bang. I guess Trump's going out with a bang.
That's the lyric.
Did you look at the lyrics? Did you listen to them?
I listened to it, but I never listened closely enough, and I always have misheard lyrics.
It says, been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to go.
Bang, oh, my bang, God. Bang. I thought it was been a hell of a rat.
A hell of a rat. I love misheard lyrics. Why would it be a hell of a rat?
Like, because he's saying, I thought he was saying, like, I've been a hell.
I've been a hell of a rat?
Yeah.
All right, we better break this song down.
Oh, no, Dad, I need my printout. I need my questions.
Okay, we're going to pause for that. And while we pause for that, you can listen to our sponsor message.
Yep.
Okay, Willa literally took her candy break during our sponsor break, which is pretty early. How is that $100,000?
Great.
It's in the secret stash that mommy doesn't know about.
I love how on Vox, they're switched on pop podcasts and they were talking about No Tears Left to Cry. We can't get through an episode without saying that. But I love how they were like, it's like instead of Hershey's, which is just little chocolate, the production is like $100,000. It's crunchy. It's got.
Ah.
Do you remember?
Yes. Wow. I didn't think you were going to actually connect that piece of candy to another music podcast. That's crazy.
Sorry, let me chew away from the mic.
Yeah. So, well, while you're chewing, I need to issue an apology and retraction and correction from our last episode.
Okay.
Which is to Pete Best. Pete Best was the drummer in the Beatles before Ringo Starr, not Stuart Sutcliffe, who was actually a bass player in the band. And I'm sure I'm not even getting that part right because I can never keep my facts straight. But this is what I worry about when I get on this podcast is that I start rattling off things that I half know, and then I'm going to make a mistake or a gaffe at some point.
Okay, well, just be, like, prepared, because, you know, this goes out to the public, Dad.
Yeah, so my apologies to Pete Best for writing you out of the Beatles history. With that said,
we love you, Beatles.
Yes. Should we move on and play an excerpt from AJR's Bang?
Yeah.
And then we can talk about the band and the song.
Totally. Yep.
All right. Got here we
six
go.
Five questions.
Okay. Here's the excerpt.
I get up, I get down, and I'm jumping around. And the rumpus and ruckus are comfortable now. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. So I got an apartment across from the park. Put quinoa in my fridge, still I'm not feeling right. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to go.
Here we go.
So put your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang, let's go out with a bang.
was awesome.
That was awesome, yeah. Pretty good, yep. Applaud.
Yeah. So after we listened to that here in the studio, we actually watched a little performance they did recently where they actually explain a bit about how they produced the song. They have a lot of media out there, not only just their songs, but like how they put their stuff together. It's almost endless.
Too exposing?
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like I want some of that stuff to be secret techniques. But anyway.
Like there's something in my book, there's a recipe in my book, the boy is like cooking one of his mom's recipe, and he's like, I add this ingredient, and then this ingredient I can't tell, or it will be exposed. It's my mom's secret ingredient. So right. Kind of like,
right? They're giving away all their production secrets, because this is a good opportunity to mention that we can now share this other media. Like the behind-the-scenes demonstration of how the song was made, we can share that on our new Facebook and Instagram pages.
Yes, yeah. Come on, guys. Yeah, we're trying to promote it. So we have a Facebook page. If you didn't know,
look for Songs to Discuss, and on Instagram it's @songstodiscuss, all one word. Same on Facebook.
Yeah,
we're gonna stay off Twitter. Maybe we'll make a TikTok account at some point.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe some point.
Yeah.
Twitter is crazy.
So should we get into
crazy
your
people.
Yeah, should we get into your questions now?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. More just one more thing about exposing everything. It's kind of like other people might have songs that sound like them and then it like doesn't sound so signature.
Yeah. I mean I get the sense in hearing them talk about their music that they're very aware of music as a continuum, where they don't see themselves as like complete pioneers, like we're making something completely new. They see themselves as people who are learning from musicians of the past and just trying to recombine things in their own way and keep it interesting. But they talk a lot about their influences when they talk about their music. So what did I think of this song when we first started hearing it on the radio?
You thought it was very annoying and very like, oh my God, I don't like this song. You thought it was very annoying, very irritating, and just like it was just in your face and you're like, ugh.
And I kept making fun of the, here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be like, that sounds too kiddie. It's like.
Yeah. But it's grown on me. And I knew nothing about AJR when I heard this song. And actually, it's been really interesting kind of finding out about them.
So what is the here we go line created by? It sounds very digital.
So that's definitely a real voice, but it sounds a little processed. But I was surprised to find out, shocked in fact, that it's actually the person who does the announcements on the New York City subway system. Did you know that?
No. Can we listen to the New York City subway
system? Yes. You know, like when you're getting in, I know we haven't been to the city in a while, but when you're getting in, you hear this.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Oh, yeah.
That's the guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And apparently he somehow, I think he was like a fan of them, and they got to know him, or they reached out to him and asked him if they could record something. I think that story is fishy, though.
Yeah, it does sound a little kind of.
I think they tracked him down through their record label or through their parents. Because I was reading up on them. We haven't mentioned yet that they're brothers.
Yeah.
Adam, Jack, and Ryan. And their parents are both architects in New York City. So I feel like it wouldn't be crazy that they would know somebody at the MTA having parents who are architects. But anyway, I'm just speculating.
Yeah, I mean.
But it's pretty fun, like the way it kind of launches each section.
Yeah, well, in the video you watched, they were saying that, like, they were on the subway and they're like, oh, we want that guy.
Yeah.
And then they just asked him and then he, like, responded back.
Yeah, I think, as I said, I think they tracked him down. They wanted that voice. But it's an interesting story.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, well, that's a clear explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Cool question. So this isn't actually question two. It's really statement two. But so I bet you have a lot to say about the production. So I'm giving you some time to talk about whatever you want without a prompted question.
Okay.
That has to do with the production. But if you do need some prompts, I have like, what samples do they use? What makes this production so unique? What is the part in the beginning that goes bum, 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 like etc.
Like all what makes up all the different pieces.
Yeah, but those are just prompts. You can talk freely about it because I know you love the production in this. Grown up.
Okay.
Or at least the production has grown on you.
Yeah, so here's the thing about the way this song sounds to me. It reminds me of a music box. And you know what I mean by that? Like, it sounds like this self-contained, like, very elaborate machine. Like, everything is connected to everything else and triggering everything else. And it's a very, like, mechanical thing. So, you know what I'm talking about with a music box?
No, I really don't. I have never had a music box, or at least had a music box that I... Box that I played. I'm literally just stalling for you, Dad. You should have had this up.
Well, I had it socked away so it wouldn't make noise while we were recording because it was moving so slowly. So, of course, yes, you do. You've had several music boxes.
Well, I don't play them.
But I love how, like, inside this thing are all these different little mechanical things that make notes, and you can literally wind it up. Hear that sound?
Yeah. And, well, I mean, like, I don't know if the audience hears it, but...
I've got it up to the microphone.
Okay.
You hear that, like... Sorry, random music playing again. So I put the music box away.
And... Ew! Miss...
What? You're gonna blow people's ears out. You know that we're recording.
Mid-sentence. And so, you know.
Yeah, see, I put these musical examples up on tracks, and then I forget whether the tracks are enabled or not, and then suddenly they just start playing. Because I try to do a little pre-production on the episode.
You were mid-sentence.
All right. So...
Maybe you want to mute my microphone.
No.
All right.
So the...
Deep breaths.
Yeah. The hi-hats and all those other little sound design elements that they put in, there's like all sorts of weird sound effects and noises and like mechanical things. Like did you know there's a projector sound in there? It makes it sound like there's a little motor whirring.
Where? When?
It's when you hear the piano part. And there's also something about the way that the brass and the timpani almost make...
Timpani, what's that again?
Okay, so timpani are kettle drums. They're big orchestral drums.
Oh, wait, I know
and
that.
And they're pitched.
Yeah, Rob was talking about us about that.
Tell the audience who Rob is.
Oh, my music teacher.
That's your music teacher. So...
Can't talk away from the microphone, dude.
So let me play. Hear that?
Oh, I hear it. I hear it.
So the way that the brass and the timpani are sort of locked in together. Mm-mm. Yeah, I know. I bumped into the microphone. Mm-mm.
You pulled the wool up.
Makes me, it also like reminds me of like those people, those one man band setups that you might see in a busking situation.
Oh yeah, in Mary Poppins there's a busker who has like, you know, in Mary Poppins.
Is it Lin-Manuel Miranda's character? No.
No, not Mary Poppins 2. I hate that movie. It's so bad. But the first Mary Poppins, okay, with Julie Andrews in 1965.
Okay.
Remember that guy in the beginning and who was drawing? He had like a whole brass setup and then a self-drumming drum.
Totally.
And I found out it was played by Dick Van Dyke. I can't believe I didn't remember that name. That's the most memorable name ever, but...
Yeah, so it's like that locked-in timpani drum with the horns, and it's also got that kind of like Bavarian beer hall oompa.
What's bom, Bavarian?
Boom. German, beer hall music. Boom, 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 boom. Like the pacing is slow.
You're very glad I brought that to the table. You're like,
yeah, no, it's a great example.
You knocked your mic stand again, dude.
I know.
Keep up the work, and you'll be like me.
I know. So that, along with the announcements, the here we go and metronome. Is such an interesting thing, too, because it's actually referring to a sound within, it's self-referential. It refers to a sound that we hear during that section, which is also like a mechanical sound, like a ticking of a clock. That's what a metronome is. It's for keeping time.
Yeah.
And it all feels like what I love about this production, if I could put it into words, is that the song, like, it enters this third dimension for me. It becomes this physical object when I listen to it.
I think I know what you mean. I think you're saying, like, let's say there's all these balls in a room.
Yep.
Bouncing around off the walls. Like, if I just had beer, caffeine, and wine all at the same time, and as wired, also drunk and crazy, bouncing around the walls, that's what you mean.
Well, so...
That's what you mean. Like, crazy, but it's in a room, so it's controlled.
Yeah, no, not bouncing around chaotically. Like, have you ever heard of a Rube Goldberg
machine? No, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, not chaotically, but very, like, all the balls are bouncing around in a room, but they're not bouncing around in the great beyond, in the open. It's just in a room that has walls where it's concealed. So all these balls...
Yeah.
Bouncing around, but there's room to keep it compact and kind of compressed and...
Okay, so that's how you're kind of visualizing the song.
Is that what you...
Yeah, like it's in a space, it's a contained space.
My example of me was not a good example.
I'm kind of thinking also of like Rube Goldberg machines where like you'll see this on TikTok sometimes. Somebody like drops a ball and it starts rolling and it hits this other thing that turns on this other thing and then it moves around. And everything is sort of designed to work together in this weird, quirky way.
Like a Rubik's Cube.
Not like a Rubik's Cube.
Okay. I thought I was a genius. But.
I think you were just going with Rube Goldberg machine into Rubik's Cube. So anyway, enough of opining about
just to. Okay. But yes, come on, speak your mind, dude.
So I was listening to Ryan, who is the middle brother, who seems to be doing most of the production. Or at least seems to be representing the band in terms of their production. Yeah.
Let me get this straight. Ryan is the middle brother.
Yeah.
Their band name is AJR.
Yeah.
Why isn't it ARJ?
Arge?
Yeah.
Because people would then call them Arge. Or what if they called it Jar? Or Raj? They probably picked AJR.
Because you would say it AJR, not AJR.
Because it's not in age order. If it was an age order, it would be Arge.
Yeah. Arge.
If it was, or Draw, if you went from youngest to oldest. But I think they picked it because they probably knew that if people read it, they would read AJR. They wouldn't say odger, or maybe they would.
Would they say jar?
If it was J-A-R, they would say jar. Hey, have you heard that band Jar?
I'm sorry, I went down this rabbit hole. I was gonna say maybe it's called AJR, and AJ is in the middle because he's like the main guy. He's the main vocalist. He's like, so put your best face on.
Actually, I like that. I think that's a better interpretation because he is the lead vocalist, and so if you see them arranged in their videos or on stage, he's always in the middle.
He's in the middle in the music video, and he is. What was I gonna say? He's the one who has a signature look. He always wears a hat.
Yes, tell us about the hat, Willa.
There's this one hat that in literally every photo of this guy you'll see him wearing. Right, Dad? Right?
I'm sure they're being told by their manager, agents, stylists, label, A&R, all the people that are working behind them, like, you guys have to develop your own unique looks. So, like, Ryan has no facial hair. The other two have beards. But Jack, the lead singer, has that crazy hat, which looks super hot. Like, I cannot imagine why he would have chosen that. If he's going to be on stage under lights wearing a big woolen hat like that, that's nuts.
Yeah, but he wears it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, just before we end, do you really think they might have like a manager and all these people in this team? Because I feel like they talk about it like they produce this in their living room. Their brothers working on this, brotherman team.
Yeah.
They write all their own songs. They don't even have Vivo, which I find very, very, I have lots to say about that, but.
So, you know, the challenge of this podcast for an old man like me is that.
Oh my gosh, you're 45. Don't complain. Like, you still have hair on your head.
The challenge of this podcast is that we'll hear a song on pop radio and you'll be like, let's talk about this song. And I will know nothing about them and have to really dig down and kind of like research and be like, okay, who are they? Not like last week when we did Fountains of Wayne, which,
you know
that was a band that I suggested and introduced to you. But when you bring me an artist like this. So anyway, the fun thing about researching this was that all these things started to collide. So I've been listening to this podcast. It's one of my favorite music podcasts, and it's called Speed of Sound, and it's hosted by this guy, Steve Greenberg. And Steve Greenberg is a music executive.
Okay. Green, your favorite color.
Now, Steve Greenberg came up in the industry in the 90s, right after grunge, which was...
Oh, I hate grunge. Please don't play a grunge example. Oh my God. It's literally people yelling. This is what you want to do.
Do you even know what grunge is?
Yeah, Mommy played me a grunge song. I think the name was Cheyenne.
Cheyenne?
Wait, pause. Mom, Olympia by Hole.
Mommy's playing you Hole.
And I hated it. I absolutely hate it. It's just like how Mommy hates pop music. I'm like, hey, do I listen to some Ariana Grande? Nope.
Okay.
It's people yelling. How is this music?
So you know what?
What?
You would like Steve Greenberg, and this is all coming to. This is all going to come together. Just listen, because this is.
I'm bearing with you.
Bear with me here. So Steve Greenberg talks in his podcast about how he was coming up as somebody in the music industry in the 90s, and he felt like all the music was very unhappy. In like grunge was all over the airwaves. Everybody was sort of like dark and whiny and loud.
Yeah. In I forget what band, but I feel like there's always these bad 80s bands that are like,
no, we're talking 90s.
See me in the shadows of dimness that came up.
But we're talking 90s now. Down the road. This is the wackiest one we've ever recorded, I think. Okay, so...
I know nothing about it.
But this is going to blow your mind.
Okay.
So Steve Greenberg felt like you. He's like, I want pop. I like pop. I think there's room for artists to be writing happy music with melodies and, you know, really catchy stuff.
Did he catapult Mariah Carey?
No. So he was coming up when just as the Spice Girls were breaking. Have you ever heard of them?
Oh, yes.
They're, you know.
Tell me what you really want.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, so he found this band. Somebody gave him a tape of this band called Hanson. And Hanson is a band from, I believe, Oklahoma. And it's three brothers.
Is their last name Hanson?
Yep.
Okay.
Taylor, Isaac, and Zach Hanson. And, okay, three brothers. Now, the oldest brother, Isaac, plays...
Isaac Newton.
Hold on.
But, like, I just... Wait. I'm just going to say this. I'm not being... Like, the only reason... Like, I don't have a... Like, I don't have a bias behind why I hate grunge. It's just that, like, when you grow up with the music of the time, it, like, sticks in your mind. It's your kind of music. Like, obviously, mommy loved grunge because she grew up with grunge.
Oh, yeah. The studies, there are actually studies about how the music, when you're a certain age, is just the music that shapes your tastes and shapes your, you know, your ideas about music and is the most important music to you, no matter what else you go on to listen to. So I came up, you know, same age as mom and listened to a lot of grunge. And then I remember all this pop music hitting the airwaves. And I remember just as annoyed as I was when I heard Bang for the first time, I remember hearing Bop by Hanson for the first time.
And you're like, what?
I was like, what is this?
You're like an early adult, right?
Yeah. So, but it was a really catchy, fun song. So anyway, you cut me off. But Isaac, oldest brother, plays guitar. Taylor, middle brother, does most of the songwriting and production and lead vocals. And youngest brother Zach plays drums. Okay, so. Not exactly the same, but very similar to
AJR. The middle
AJR.
Brother is production.
Yes, exactly. The middle brother is production. And I'm a music producer, and I'm a middle brother of three brothers. Except I never formed a band with my brothers.
Yeah.
We would be called Raj. No.
No,
we would be
no.
called Har. No. Rrr. Okay, whatever.
Wait, no.
Wait, we talked about this last week, what our band would be called.
No, it'd be called Hrrr.
Hrrr. Oh, okay. Because
HRR.
Yeah. So, but guess what? Now I'm going to blow your mind.
What?
Guess who's, you asked me if they have all this machinery behind them. You know who their manager is?
Steve Greenhood.
Steve Greenberg.
Greenhood.
Greenhood.
No, Greenhood.
So,
Greenberg. Sorry.
Steve Greenberg. Yeah. So, and you actually, you know who else is on Steve Greenberg's label?
Let me think.
This blew my mind and totally threw me for a loop when I was looking
at... Let me think. What is it?
Fountains of Wayne.
Oh.
So he's a real pop, like, he likes pop songs and he likes good songwriting.
Does he like the pop that right now people say isn't pop? Does he like Old Town Road?
I will say that.
Does he use the trap beat? Does he like Seven Rings? Does he?
I mean, I will say that AJR has a unique sound. Their songs are really fun compared to a lot of the other stuff on Hits 1. And they always have unique sounds in the production.
Yeah. That one is very.
It's great, and it's total. That song "Bummerland" is totally written for the moment. It's about quarantine. It's about, you know, better nix my summer plans. I love the fact
that's the lyric.
Yeah, Do you ever listen to the lyrics? Bummerland better nix my summer plans.
What does nix mean?
Like cancel.
Oh, I thought it was Bummerland, here I am.
So like when
I thought it was Bummerland, here I am, and it makes my summer plans.
No.
Like, I thought it was, and it makes my summer plans, meaning like, oh, okay, I'm going to be in Bummerland. That's where I'll be then.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess you're...
I have the...
I guess your misheard lyrics are still giving you the correct meaning, which is, you know, it's like how you felt when you found out that the pool was closed for the summer. You know? Bummerland. Yeah. There go my summer plans of diving off the diving board.
Yeah.
So... Steve Greenberg is their manager. He's also his label also puts out Fountains of Wayne. He's also the one who discovered Hanson. And I think it's really interesting because AJR, you know, when I first found out they were brothers, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Because there's a whole, there's like a whole history of brothers in bands?
What about sisters? No, I'm sorry. No, yes, I do.
No, I agree with you. What about sisters? I can't.
Like, there's so many female, amazing female artists. Like,
okay, so one band that has sisters that.
Does Bananarama have sisters?
I don't think so. Oh, okay. But the Breeders, you know, one of another band from the 90s.
Don't mention any grunge bands.
Kim Deal and Kelly Deal.
What was that?
Uh oh.
What was that, Mother?
Okay, so
that is not permitted.
Kim and Kelly Deal, sisters. I'm trying to think of other sisterly bands. This is something for our audience. Can you please submit bands of sisters? Because I didn't research this, and that's a good point. But interestingly, it's all swirling around, at least for me, because recently there was a documentary that was put out about a band called the Bee Gees. Do you know anything about them?
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Da-na-na, da-na, 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 staying alive, staying alive.
Mm-hmm.
Ha, 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 staying alive.
So you want to know something about the Bee Gees?
What?
Three brothers.
I'm guessing one's name was Bill. Gerald. Sherman.
No.
Bill, Gerald, Sherman.
Bill, Gerald, and Sherman. Okay.
It's the Bee Gees. The Bee Gees. Get it?
It's Barry, Maurice, and Robin Gibb. And then they had a younger brother, Andy Gibb, who was not in their band. I always felt bad for him. Like, they never...
Like, Robbie? Like, don't you want to be part of the fame?
I mean, like, they had this band of three brothers, and then they had this younger brother who was too young to be in the band when they started it, and then he never got in until much later in their careers.
Ha, 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 staying alive.
So they had a big career in the 60s before they became a disco phenomenon. But interestingly, one of the things... I think one of the most important things that I got out of the documentary were a number of people talking about just the special sound of brothers harmonizing.
Like, because they have the same.
Because they have similar timbre. Because they grew, you know, so not only are their vocal cords developed similarly, but they're also growing up in the same house and learning how to pronounce words the same way.
Yeah.
And inflect the same way. So
Destiny's Child is not, right? No.
Oh, well, Beyonce and Solange Knowles, yeah.
I didn't read that they were sisters.
Yeah.
And they, wait, really?
Huh? Yeah. Okay. But she wasn't in... Okay, we're going to have to come back to that topic before I start making any more mistakes on the podcast.
Yeah, just so you know.
I know, we got a lot of questions left. So anyway, another... So I was listening to them talk about their influences, and this is very relevant to the production and orchestration of this song, which has all these interesting orchestral elements like timpani and brass.
Yeah, what I was going to say when I said just so you know is you had already answered the third question, which was, I know there are three members in this trio, but throughout the song, you only hear one person's voice. So, like, what are the other brothers doing? Like, kind of answered that. So
okay.
Just so you know.
We can cross that off the list.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're jumping all around here. Adam is the bass player and sings backup. Oh, you want a rhesus, don't you?
No! I want you to have a rhesus.
Okay.
You deserve it.
I'll have a rhesus, but you're going to have to talk for a minute. So, okay. So Adam plays bass. Ryan does most, looks like he does most of the production, plays keyboard, and Jack is the lead singer.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about Ryan is his keyboard playing. He's too dramatic when he's playing. He's like jumping around with the hands. It's like, I play piano. Like, have a bench, good posture. Don't mess around. Don't get anything on the piano. Like, don't try to rock the piano, like, dancing while you are playing. Just stay focused on the playing, dude. Like, very critical. Very critical.
Pop and rock musicians don't sit on a bench.
Well, that's what pianists do. That's what pianists do. Pianists are... Maybe I'm playing a very upbeat song like Good Morning, but I still, I'm not like, I don't have the piano, like my piano is here, and I'm like, do, 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 like, also, doesn't that mess up your fingers, like?
I think they're all very good musicians, and they've been playing for years, even though they're very young. So I read a little bit about them, and... in fact, believe it or not, there's a there's an article about their family in the real estate section of the New York Times from 2002, which talks about how this couple of architects moved from Queens into Manhattan so they could be in the middle of Manhattan because all their three kids were doing a lot of like theater and art stuff, and they were always driving into the city, so they wanted to just be there. And it mentions their three kids, Adam, Jack, and Ryan. And fast forward, here they are, pop artists.
Yeah, just so you know, we're in the production question, so maybe, because I have a family question, which was the three members thing, but you can do all this family talk. I just want to stay in designated questions, because, I mean, podcasts where you just, it's just a conversation, it's kind of hard to... kind of, you know, tell.
Well, we've already messed that up.
I know we've messed it up, but just in the near future, in 5 minutes,
okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
All right. So let me get back to all of these connections I'm drawing, which is they talk about one of their big influences growing up. They listened to a lot of Beach Boys.
Okay.
Beach Boys are another band.
With three brothers, yes.
With
three brothers. I'm well aware. I have a question that is, what is this inspired by, / what is the band trio inspired by? So
okay.
Maybe stay in the, if you have anything else to say with the production. Like how, yeah.
So, okay, on our social channels, at Songs to Discuss, we will link a video of Ryan actually doing a walkthrough of their Pro Tools session. And there's some really interesting stuff about how that piano sound works. It's got like this little bent sound in it. Do you want the other rhesus now?
No, I just might.
Okay. And some other, they show some other behind the scenes stuff. They recorded all the trumpets live.
As you said, they kind of exposed it all.
They use the 808, tuned 808 trap drum to double with the timpani, which...
They use the subway voice.
They use the subway voice. A lot of their... So Ryan talks all the time when he talks about his production about how, like, he's trying to keep the audience. Like, he feels like he'll lose the audience in a minute if he doesn't do something weird and fun all the time. So there's a lot of gimmicks in their production. And I think it...
What are gimmicks?
Gimmicks are just like... like the production is very complicated. There are lots of quick changes of instrumentation.
Definitely, like when it's like metronome.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
He's always like it's not like you just hear one texture the whole time. So
you should meet this guy. You should talk with him. You're a producer.
Yeah, he seems really.
You should work with him on your new album.
Dialed in. Okay, so does that answer your question on production?
Yeah. You kind of already answered my... I have three more questions, but you basically answered the other two. Because the other two was, you know, what do the band members do? And then the fourth one was, what is this inspired by? You said Beach Boys, so...
Yeah, so in terms of the song itself, they talk about the... It's about coming of age. And feeling like you should be an adult, but you're still kind of want to be a kid.
Well, this song does have a very kid aspect. It feels very bouncy and
yeah, but the lyrics are interesting because they're definitely like there's this realization when he says, "Pretend you know this song, everybody." That line always felt really weird to me.
I thought they were saying like get up, like know this song, like kind of inspired. Like, wait, no, sorry. You'll cut this out, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like promoting the song and...
Yeah, I thought it was a weird thing to say. Put your best face on, everybody. Pretend you know this song, everybody. And I was like, are they being very self-effacing? Like,
yeah.
Like they're like an indie artist and nobody's ever heard their song before? Because that's not true. This is it's a huge radio hit. But then when I sort of listened to it more and learned about what they were writing about, it's about like they're actually hanging out with people who are younger than them in this imagined scene, and they're trying to act like they, you know, it's like being, you know, 25 years old and you're hanging out with a bunch of 16-year-olds. And so you're partying and they're listening to this music and they know it because they're all 16, but you don't know it. And you don't even recognize the song now because you've kind of moved on in your life a little bit from that kind of music.
Or do you think it's the other way around? When you're 16, you don't know.
No, because the other stuff it's all about, like he talks about, got an apartment across from the park, talks about, I think I'm going to puke because my taxes are due. Now, okay. First of all, I will... So that...
Yes, I'm well aware of what taxes are, Dad. I'm not stupid.
I wasn't gonna ask you to define taxes.
I get commercials of the IRS every morning as my alarm on my radio station. So, please. I mean...
Well, what I was going to say is... So, he's writing these lyrics as a way of saying, you know... I'm dealing with all these like adult things now, like doing my taxes, and they're stressing me out because I'm not really ready for this stage of life. But if AJR, if you're listening, you will, for the rest of your life, doesn't matter how old you are, you'll always want to puke before you do your taxes. I feel that way every year, having to put stuff together. It's just such a big lift. So anyway.
You've never told me how much you pay.
No, it's...
I know, I'm just... This is a good
segue. It's not the paying of the taxes. It's the preparing of all the documents and numbers.
Yeah. Oh! I thought the stressful part was getting all that money out.
No, it's just... It's the way that it's structured in this country. So the IRS theoretically knows what you owe, but they still make you sort of put this very complicated form together to show that you know what you owe and how you got that number. So anyway, we don't need to go down a rabbit hole on taxes, but the lyrics are,
oh my gosh,
are chock full of examples of like this weird ambivalence about getting older. And
oh my gosh.
And that kind of does translate to the sound of the song, which is very big and bombastic and celebratory, but also kind of weird and loping, and it never really gets going. It's sort of slow, and again, it sounds like this weird machine.
Oh my, I was just saying, oh my gosh, because one of the lyrics in the first verse is, put quinoa in my fridge, still not feeling grown. And I didn't know that was the lyrics, and I like quinoa, Dad. It's like... I like quinoa. Also, that's just a weird lyric in the song. Like... Put quinoa in my fridge, like, Okay, well, hopefully you'll eat it, because then you're going to have to throw it away. You know, leftovers don't live forever.
It's very wholesome lyric writing, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Talking about quinoa.
I also disagree. I think the song does pick up once you hear Here We Go. The Here We Go is kind of the signal to pick it up. And then it dials down.
Okay.
And then.
Okay.
I'm allowed to disagree with you.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay, I'm going to keep reading these for a sec. I think these are interesting. My passwords don't begin with ones or twos, but they are very guessable, so I agree.
It is really annoying trying to remember all your passwords for
everything. I know. Like, my school Gmail account password, obviously I'm not going to let it out, but it's very... I won't say anymore.
Does my password begin with a one or a two? That's a fun line.
Oh, wait. No. Oh, darn it. Okay. If anybody needs a good laugh, you know, I thought the line, been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. I thought the lyric was, I've been a hell of a rat, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. Like, I've been very immature. I've been very... That's what I thought the lyric was.
But why would you be a rat? Are you in a Pixar film or something?
An elephant rat, I don't know.
Is this Ratatouille? So
that was also a TikTok musical.
Yes.
So this is a music video question. I love these. They're fun. I love my music video questions. That's what I meant to say. Was this shot in all one shot? Now, listeners, you're not really going to get it, but if you look on our Facebook page...
We'll link the video.
We'll link the video and the video where they're describing, like, the background, so you can actually watch the music video. And to me, it looks like it was done in all one shot. You'll also see Jack's signature hat. But it's a very kind of, like... I don't understand the music video. Like, the music video, it has nothing that relates to the song in the music video. And, Dad, if you go to Spotify, if you look at the record art or the cover art, they're, like, at a card table gambling. Do you see that?
Right.
And I don't know why it's, like...
So why did they set the music video in a casino?
Yes, and...
And why do they have that weird assemblage of people?
And why does it, why does it not cut to other things? Like, it's a very untraditional music video. It's not, like, if Ryan is so concerned about keeping the audience in, maybe they should do something other than lip syncing. Not to be critical, but I am being critical.
Apparently they're big fans of Wes Anderson, and it's directed to look like it's one shot. I'm curious as to whether or not it really was one shot.
Okay, so you can't answer that question.
I'm sure we can find out.
Like a BTS behind the scenes. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's not much online about that, but from what we can find, I think it's one shot.
Whoa.
And yeah, so they talk about Wes Anderson, who does this a lot. And also the sort of stylized one color look of everything in the video is very Wes Anderson too. I think it's a really interesting video, but I kind of agree with you that it doesn't. It feels a little like it just feels like the one shot thing.
It just
doesn't connect with the pacing, like the sort of mechanical pacing of the song
nor
itself.
Nor does the lip syncing. Like, I feel like they should maybe be walking around, or I don't know. It's just
It's weird. It's a weird video.
But if anybody who knows more about this wants to pitch in, definitely submit that in comments. Depending on how long we're at, Dad, you can do your Beach Boys report.
So dismissive. So let me play you a little bit of a song called God Only Knows by the Beach Boys from Pet Sounds. This is sort of really the pinnacle of, for many people, in many people's minds, the pinnacle of their writing and orchestrating as musicians. I'm sure I'll get a lot of people disagreeing with that, but it's my favorite. And this band of brothers, Brian Wilson is the main songwriter and producer of this song. And I think it heavily inspires AJR on multiple levels in terms of their harmony, their orchestration, the way that they approach vocal harmonies, and just their ethos. So this is also kind of a slower paced song. This is more of a ballad, though.
Okay, yeah. I may not always. One of my pet peeves, though, is talking during songs, so.
Okay. Let's just listen a little more.
You never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. Believe me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
So have you ever heard this song before?
No, and I'm just in awe. This is never what, when I think of the Beach Boys, this is never what I always pictured. And I've never listened to the Beach Boys, never seen what they look like. Never,
I'm failing as a parent.
Never though. Looked at them, never listened to them, never watched a video.
I've totally failed. I'm going to get so many messages from people I know. How could you let your daughter get to this age without listening to the Beach Boys?
But well, hey, guys, I mean, I've listened to the Smiths, which is, you know, anyways, I'm just in awe. This is never what I thought. Whenever I think of the Beach Boys, mm-hmm. I think of, like, an 80s beach, crowded with parents applying sunscreen, and then I think of these blonde men just, like, in these Tommy Bahama shirts, like, crowded around a lifeguard's chair, just going, like in a music video. I mean, people can't see that, but you can see it. And I always pictured them as, like, a very, this is not what I thought their song would sound like, by them would sound like. If you want to know what I thought it would sound like, feel free, but you might be like, what?
Mm-hmm. It's fascinating.
Did you?
Fascinating window into your brain. What you think the Beach Boys actually are.
You want to hear what I thought a song would sound like by them?
Yeah.
That would be like, hey, hey, this is what we're going and we're gonna get it. Hey, 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 let's let the sun shine on us. Hey, 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 hey.
That is completely not what they sound like.
I know. Okay. I'm very embarrassed.
But isn't that a beautiful song?
Yeah.
One thing I noticed when we were listening to it just now was like those really bombastic staccato transitions happen. So bombastic is like big, loud.
Okay.
There's a lot of dynamics. It goes from this very beautiful section to the bum 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 ba da da da, and it has that turnaround, the bum ba dum bum, and it's the same thing in the AJR Bang song where it goes bang bang bang. It's very similar.
Yeah,
except the
lead singer is very different. Lisa, it has a very different timbre.
Yeah, and Brian Wilson doesn't wear that.
Timber.
Wool hat.
Timber. Timber is the way. Yeah. Timber is the way.
Okay, so another band of brothers that you should always connect to this lineage would be the Jackson 5.
Oh, darn it. I was going to try to guess who you were thinking, but I've never heard of them, so.
You've never heard of the Jackson 5?
Nope. I've heard of 7-Eleven.
What? You've surely heard the Jackson 5 because you've been to weddings and you've been to parties that have
DJs. I've never
DJs.
Heard of them.
I'll play you something right now. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
I think this is probably the first time this record has been played on the air, and it's about to be released. This thing called ABC?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you greet the Jackson 5?
Of course I've heard them.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like, nope, Dad, haven't heard of them. Mm-hmm. But can't do that. Yeah, of course I know that song. I didn't think the band was called Jackson 5.
You've heard of Michael Jackson.
Yeah, of course I have.
Michael Jackson singing.
Oh, really? I thought that was a woman.
That's little Michael Jackson. And in fact, Steve Greenberg talks in his podcast about Hanson and the fact that they were recording just before Taylor Hanson's voice got lower because of puberty, as we call it in this house. Puberty.
Puberty.
Yeah, so Michael Jackson's voice does get lower, although he manages to keep it varied, the wide range.
Why? Yeah, I don't. I highly dislike the video that my mom showed me of, like, him turning into a wolf.
Oh, yeah, Thriller.
No, I just don't like that video. Like, it's more thrilling than Bang, the Bang video. But, I mean, whenever I think of Michael Jackson, I always think of plastic surgery. Because the fifth graders at my school are like, I don't want to get plastic surgery like Michael Jackson.
Wow. Why do they even know that?
I don't know.
I mean, it's true. He had a lot of plastic surgery, but what? That's very strange that you guys are talking about that at school.
These people know these random facts.
Yeah. So speaking of random facts, so we listened to the Beach Boys. We listened to the Jackson 5. We don't need to listen to the Bee Gees. You sang us the Bee Gees.
Did we listen to... And if I could put my phone down, and if I could look straight ahead. Okay.
We listened to Hanson. And so other trivia, other bands with brothers that are not necessarily just the brothers. Oasis, Liam and Noel Gallagher. INXS has three brothers in the band. And there's a whole bunch more out
there.
What
about this?
I know, we need to do an episode on sister bands.
Yeah. Okay, so our next episode is going to be a lightning round for the new year. So all of our favorite songs get one question each. And hopefully my dad won't go into too deep conversations because we need to be in the zone for each of these songs. So.
Lightning round.
Yes.
Love it.
Woohoo.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.